Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a great week so far. If not, guess what? We're on the downside of the week. It means the weekend is closing in, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us every hump day is Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little sports shorts. And, of course, we have NBA basketball and some other things. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Hey, and talking about sports, how about that? Dead wrong on who was going to be in the finals as far as the East. I really thought Cleveland was going to be there, too. In fact, I was all over Fox saying that half of the season. And now look how it turns out. You've got Orlando and the Lakers.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, until, you know, Cleveland dropped those three games there at the start. You know, I thought they were a shoe-in for the title this year, but you know, just wasn't there. David Stern, he's all mad at LeBron now for not talking with the media after that game six, and you know, he's liable to end up finding him. Or of course, it's hard to find the MVP for media violations. So,
but, boy, isn't that the truth? But now it's the Magic. And the Lakers. So good for the people in Orlando who really believed in this team. You know, I used to get a lot of callers, Mike, that would tell me that, like, hey, we're not getting any love down here in Orlando. What's the deal? And so, you know, here you go. Good for the Magic to be there.
During the season, I sold a bunch of Magic tickets to people, and I thought, why are they going to see them?
But they knew something the rest of us didn't know.
Yeah, I can see it now. I mean, I think they're going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good series. I hope it's going to be a good series anyway. And it's interesting you say you did sell a whole bunch of Magic tickets. So I'm assuming for the finals you've got tickets, right?
Yeah, we've got some tickets in place. As a matter of fact, we've got those. We've got some hockey tickets coming up. You know, it looks like I think Detroit's going to repeat on the Stanley Cup this year. You know, they're up 2-1 over the Penguins, and they're doing well.
Yeah, I you know, Detroit was my team all along, not the team I root for, but the team that I thought when I looked at all their lines and then goaltending, of course, with Detroit. You never know, but they just seem too tough for me. I know there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans listening, in fact, because we have a station really close to Pittsburgh. So I hate to disappoint them, but I think Detroit's in the money, too, absolutely. Could go probably 6 games is what I think, and I think you think the same thing, right?
Yeah, I think the Red Wings going to be hoisting the cup this next Tuesday.
Yeah, and baseball, we're in the thick of the baseball season, of course, getting closer and closer to the real, what I call the halfway point at the All-Star break. And it's been interesting to see what's happened. The Dodgers, I had a conversation, I think I told you this, Mike, with Raleigh Fingers, the great pitcher for years and years with the Oakland A's, and I asked him to pick apart the Dodgers for me, and he just raved about how good they were. He said, of course, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and he wouldn't flat out pick anybody, but he talked about the pitching, and the pitching for the Dodgers has been pretty good, certainly good enough for them to stay ahead in the NL anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing great. You know, they're in a kind of a weak division, but they're, you know, way out in front of everybody wins-wise. They're, you know, but the Rangers, I mean, I went to see them last Saturday night. Went to they played Oakland and beat them 14-1. And, you know, the Rangers are looking really good right now. Of course, it's we just got through May and we're into June, and it was still, we don't have that horrendous, you know, heat here in the summer, the Texas summer yet. I mean, that's what the Rangers always do, really good before the All-Star break, and then they just fizzle.
Yeah, no kidding. And taking on the Yankees, many of our friends listening in the New York area are probably out at that series. And the most interesting thing, I think, in the last series, when, of course, you had the Yankees in Texas, is the fact that Alex Rodriguez has a new squeeze, Mike, and it's apparently Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, Rangers beat Yankees tonight 4-2.
Yeah, how about that?
So, you know, like I said, the Rangers are looking really good, but, you know, Kate Hudson sounds better than the Rangers.
And everybody had binoculars looking for her all over the crowd with her son. It's the big gossip story. It's, I think, very, very funny. And, of course, again, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Again, easy-ticket.com to get seats to any of the things that we were talking about, any of the baseball teams, et cetera. And it's not just about sports, but a lot of people, especially in the summer, I think, and I don't know, but I used to work for a rock promoter who had some really – They had territories, and he had the East Coast. He had a big chunk of the East Coast. And he told me the summer was a really high time for concerts, even though, you know, certainly they're in indoor arenas and there's bands all year long and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. There's something about maybe teenagers being off and people taking vacations or just a summer night to go listen. But do you think that's true, that a lot of people go to see concerts in the summer?
Yeah, and a lot of groups, they tour in the summer. You know, I just picked up a bunch of tickets for Stone Temple Pilots. They're coming back together. And they're playing, they're not playing a tremendous number of cities, but they're playing out in California. I got some for Las Vegas. They're playing there at the Pearl Theater. So, you know, they're, and, you know, that group, they did tremendous, you know, before, but they've come back together and they're going to be out on tour. I hope they end up coming through here in Texas. But like I said, I think they're touring about 10 cities right now.
All right, so Stone Temple Pilots, you heard Mike, he's got tickets to that. Eric Clapton, we talked about before, and Pink, of course, going on tour as well. So for seats, concerts, sporting events, all that stuff, to any of the things that we just talked about, go to easy-ticket.com. Hey, you have a terrific rest of the week, Mike.
You too, Kate.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
80,000 events. Wow. You know what's interesting about that? If you're a ticket broker, too, we'll have to ask, we'll have to talk more about the whole ticket broker thing with Mike sometime. But you have to choose kind of what you think people are going to want. So especially with sports, you're prognosticating as to who may be in the playoffs and what might happen. So the Magic, I think, stunned a lot of people, not fans of the team, because certainly they had a good team, and if you watched them play during the year, you couldn't completely dismiss them. But as far as emerging from the East, most people were really pointing to the Cavaliers, including myself. I didn't think that Orlando was going to be there, and lo and behold, there they are. Coming up next.